Brad Prenter thought he had a get-out-of-jail-free card, but Lucy Kincaid would set him straight. She glanced at the clock on her computer and frowned. It was nearly 6, and she'd promised her brother Patrick she wouldn't be late after canceling their dinner plans twice last week. "Come on, come on," she muttered as she split the large screen into 6 open chat windows that she could monitor simultaneously. "You've been here every day this week at 5. Why are you late tonight?" Out of the corner of her eye, Lucy saw Women and Children First director Frances Buckley walking toward her desk. Fran had retired from the FBI 9 years ago after putting in 25 years, and though she was 60, she looked and acted a decade younger. After Lucy had started volunteering for WCF 3 years ago, Fran quickly became her mentor. She'd written a glowing recommendation letter for Lucy's FBI job application and had helped her prepare for both the written and verbal tests. And for the last 3 months, Fran had helped Lucy cope with the anxiety of waiting to hear whether she'd made it to the next stage in the hiring process. Lucy didn't allow herself to think that she could be rejected. Still, she knew the process could take months, and not knowing either way was frustrating. For the last 6 years, all she'd wanted was to be an FBI agent. Everything she'd done, her double major in psychology and computer science, her internships with the U.S. Senate, the Arlington County Sheriff's Department, and now the D.C. Medical Examiner's Office. Her volunteer work at high schools and here at WCF was calculated to help her get into the FBI. She hoped the hiring panel could see that what she'd learned would make her a strong addition to the bureau. Fran put a hand on the back of Lucy's chair. "Tick-tock. It's 6 o'clock, Lucy."
5 more minutes. Prenter isn't online yet, and he always logs in the late afternoon."
"Life happens. You can't sit here all night waiting for him. You have a life, too. Don't you have dinner plans with your brother tonight?"
"Yes, but..."
"Lucy, Prenter will be here tomorrow."
She said, "I have some time, 20 minutes, and I'll make it to Clyde's by 7.
If you sprint to the metro..."
"I'm a fast runner."
She smiled at Fran, mentally crossing her fingers.
The older woman shook her head, but returned the smile.
"I'll pull the plug if you're still here at 6:15.
That wasn't an idle threat. Fran had literally cut the power before. Lucy crossed her heart with her right index finger and blew Fran a kiss before she turned back to the fast-moving chat rooms. WCF had a secure bank of computers, as secure and untraceable as any in the FBI, where they investigated the illegal sexual exploitation of women and children. When they collected enough evidence to identify a victim or perpetrator, they turned over the files to the FBI or local police for further investigation. Aside from their primary charter, WCF tracked paroled sex offenders. By law, felony sex offenders had to register with local law enforcement after release from prison, and with every subsequent change of residency. Yet depending on the state, on average, half of all sex offenders required to register either never did or moved and didn't re-register. These parolees were the most likely to commit another sex-related crime, and therefore were the target of WCF's tracking project. Creatures of habit, these guys often made small changes to their online profiles, but still targeted the same types of children or women. They thought because they'd moved to another town or state, they wouldn't be discovered. And if it were solely up to law enforcement, the predators would be right. They'd get away with it. There wasn't enough time or manpower to track down every sex offender who skipped registration. For her master's thesis, Lucy had deduced that while most sexual predators may modify their behavior after serving time in prison, usually these changes were superficial.
they could still be identified by vigilant trackers by scientifically breaking down the creeps' past activities, how they were caught, coupled with their victim preference, which rarely changed after incarceration. Lucy's research told her that predators could still be spotted even if they changed their location or online identities. Since graduating, she had continued to develop her database to incorporate all known data as well as a psychological scale that factored in minor behavioral changes. The more information she added, the more powerful and effective the system became. Groups like WCF could use their private resources and volunteers to identify predators online. And if a parolee, it was much easier to put a predator back in prison if he violated parole. Lucy's database, though still technically in beta testing, had been instrumental in finding and tracking parolees most likely to reoffend, resulting in more than a dozen arrests to date.